This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the infamous diary. Where we left off yesterday. Let's see, our diary writer, she got a promotion, she went to a 4th of July, she partied, she saw a naked guy, right. Now she went to a 4th of July party with, I forget the names of the people.
Katie and Joe. I have it written down. I have a whole list.
Yeah, good notes.
I'm taking notes.
Okay, so Katie and Joe, then she went butt overhead.
Because she got hit with a volleyball.
Yes, and she had to borrow a dress. Yes, but now Mike was hitting on her and she didn't realize it and she was feeling stupid.
You know what went wrong is that Joe walked her to her car with Mike. He should have just had Mike walk her to her car.
That's so awkward though. Have you set anybody up before? If you make it so obvious, it was like, hey, Tiak, why don't you walk Aaron out? It's just like, oh God, this is that.
But like, you're both into it, it's fine.
But if you don't know, like she was clearly not reading the signals. Yes. You know what I mean?
But that was also because they walked her out together. She didn't have a chance to read the signals.
True that.
But if you beat them over the head with a signal, I don't like it when people do that to me where it's like, Slacker, don't you think Aaron's cute? And it's like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Don't do that.
You don't think I'm cute?
Yeah, you know what?
See, now you made it even worse, right? Then I'd just be like, oh, God. Please.
A good wingman can pull it off. Yeah. You're supposed to find I've just got to run back. You guys,
yeah,
I'll catch
at least
on or something,
start
you know?
Walking him out and then go, oh, crap. Can you just get her to the car?
Yeah.
And then Mike's got to close it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Put it back on him and they drop the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens now?
They spiked the ball.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Sorry. This is what happens with this stupid diary. You start to
it's not stupid.
I know, but it gets under your skin and now it's like, we are committed to reading one entry a day, and it's like there's going to be days where we don't live in that society anymore. We binge. Right. I just want you to read the whole damn thing. Let's turn the radio station off. No more songs.
As we know.
Okay.
That would take a very long time.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So that was July 4th. We are jumping ahead to July 17th.
Ooh. Okay. But that's the next entry, right?
Yes.
We're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah. We're not skipping. She writes, wow, I didn't realize it had been so long since I'd written. Things have been super busy with taking over the new job. And it's been awesome, but crazy. I had the best day ever. Today was the best day ever. Best day ever. Okay, how many times are we going to? So I was.
She wants to remember. I mean.
I know. Okay. So I was at work and I'm meeting with a new customer. Damn it. My phone's ringing. Wait. That is so weird because the reason I just paused.
The reason she just paused is her phone is ringing.
My phone was ringing.
Yeah.
You guys, we're in the Matrix. This is weird.
Because
there's. If you didn't hear the other day, TX shirt is from the same name as the dog.
My friend had a baby named the same name as the dog.
Yeah, and then the law dad and the teacher mom.
Yeah, it's all very weird.
Okay.
Okay. continuation. She drew a line and then wrote continuation.
Oh, so she stopped writing. That's why she wrote. Oh, okay. I was like, why is she, why would you diary that my phone is ringing?
Yeah.
That was okay. It makes sense now. Wait, can we read the rest?
Yeah. Continuation.
But I thought we were just reading one entry.
No. It's not a new entry. There's no new date. It's not like she wrote.
But she drew a line.
But she didn't write.
But she drew a line.
She's not usually drawing a line.
She drew.
I need it.
Okay.
Because remember, before she wrote like July 3rd and then like July 3rd, 2 p.m., those would be two different entries.
I agree.
This is the same.
Okay. All right.
Continuation. Every time I try to write, somebody interrupts me and I hate this pen. Oh, she switches pens. Okay. Much better. So for someone who didn't want to write in this stupid book, I missed not having a chance over the last few weeks. Oh, no.
What are you? You're reading ahead.
No, it's just a word. What is this word? Something said busy. I'm busy. Whatever. And today, best day ever.
Okay.
So I was at work and I'm meeting with a new customer. My desk phone is ringing, but I'm ignoring because I'm with a new customer. I now have a desk phone. What? I have a desk now. How cool/weird is that? There we go. It keeps ringing. So I pushed this button that sends everybody to voicemail. I really like that button. Okay, girl. Anyways, I'm finally able to finish up and I'm saying goodbye and I look over and there's Mike. Yes.
He came to the bank.
That Mike. He'd been waiting for me for like 30 minutes or something and other people kept trying to call me to tell me I had a visitor. I've never had a guy. I've never had a guy I met once.
There we go.
Sorry, guys. Come to my work before. All the girls I work with were super jealous and excited for me too. My boss let me leave early and said Mike and I went and had coffee. It even felt like a real date. Oh, coffee in the evening stresses me out. It's so exciting.
Get a decaf, you weirdo.
I'm sorry. Okay. God. It's so exciting. I feel like jumping around in one of those bouncy things they have at carnivals and little kids' birthday parties.
Okay.
He said he came to see me because calling on the phone seemed like an impersonal way to ask you out. Wow. Nice, cute, smart, and has manners. I don't think I'm super shy, but I'm more reserved than a lot of my friends. I kind of like to talk, to take it all in and listen to other people. And I hate being the center of attention. Not today, though. I started talking and could not shut up. It was really great. Things have been super awesome lately. When it rains, it pours, whatever the cliche is. Sigh. Seriously, best day ever. We have a date scheduled, too. I think I'm going to need to go shopping because I want to look amazing. That's where it ends.
Wow.
Mike, with the show up.
I would hate that.
I mean, if a man showed up here.
You're so afraid of going on, you're just going to hand it back to me.
Yeah, I
got to
hand it back. I like can't start reading.
Okay.
You would hate that?
Yeah, I think it's creepy.
Well, here it's creepy because security will shoot you.
Okay.
But like, no, you know, but like, it's chivalrous.
I don't know if it's that creepy. I think it's sweet. If you like them, if you don't like them, it's a huge bummer.
I also have
bummer.
To remember that this is like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Like, I don't, were they texting? Like, everyone's calling.
Or emailing. Instant messaging.
I'm kind of with Aaron though, because what if the boss didn't let her leave early and she's just like, hey.
He just wanted to ask her out.
He was just going to be
just
like.
Just ask. Oh, and not go then.
Yeah, he was like,
then.
Hey, just real quick. Are you free Saturday?
That is so hot. That is so hot.
Mm. Just to go, are you free Saturday?
Yeah.
Mm. He should have brought a deposit, I think, to really seal
it. Open
an
account.
Yeah.
All right. The next entry of the diary is coming up Monday at this time.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.